Morning, everyone. I'm a creature of habit, and I all of a sudden spouted out the glory be to the God. And during the Advent season, we're not supposed to do that. So we're going to start Mass over now. I'm just kidding. God, forgive me of my old age. I guess that's what it is. Anyway, this week I got a puppy. You know, I was you heard I fell, right? No, I was kind of getting all the sympathy for falling. So now then I was going around going, you know, hi, I'm Father Rick. I fell. Did you know that I fell? Yeah. We were joking about that, especially Brother Boltoff and I. I kept reminding me, you did hear I fell, right? But anyways, now it's hi, I'm Father Rick. I got a puppy. Tuesday I drove out to Sioux Falls, South Dakota to a breeder that actually engaged with me. I'd called her this summer and said I might be interested. And I drove out to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. By the way, I love Sioux Falls, South Dakota, because when you cross the border, 80 miles an hour. Wow. I'm going, really? I've seen that since I was 7 years old. But anyways, and also I guess they kind of just went along and protected the vulnerable, but just live life normal. I think somebody said they're almost at full herd immunity over there, so lots of reasons, and besides, that's where my puppy came from. I named her after the Grace Force, United States Grace Force, so she's Gracie. When I came across that name, I said, that is perfect. But I'm driving home, and I'm going, I never realized this. I didn't plan this in this way, but I've had 3 Bernese Mountain Dogs now, 10 years with my first one was Angel. And I just picked that name. I thought that was just beautiful. It's kind of an affectionate name. It's got Catholic sentiments in it. The next one I said, I got to do something, because I love the Blessed Mother so much. Lady, that'll work. I love. And so this one, of course, United States Grace Force, when I came across that name, I said, perfect, Gracie. Well, I'm driving home and I'm going, hello. This is the whole angelic salutation. He sent Gabriel the angel to Mary, Our Lady, and said, Hail Mary, full of grace. Okay? Pretty cool, huh? Then, the week that I get her, the Sunday that I'm talking to y'all, here it is in the gospel. You can't make this stuff up. I hope Doug's watching right now. He loves when I use that expression. But this is a beautiful gospel. I pray you love Our Lady like I do. And this is Mary's fiat, right? For nothing will be impossible for God. We need to get that into our bones. For nothing will be impossible for God. And then Mary goes, Behold, I'm the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. Her fiat, that's called her fiat, or yes. Okay, I'm all in. I'll do this thing. Right? God calls us to certain missions in our lives. And we've been given a mom. God's plan is incredible. But he lays before us, he puts before us, and actually kind of between us and him, this tender, this nurturing, caring mom. What a great gift. St. Louis de Montfort would say, she actually petitions God for us, and he laid out this beautiful image that when we petition and give our intentions to God, Mary meets us at the edge of heaven with this golden platter, and then we place our petition on that, and then like a mom, she dresses it up, makes it all pretty and nice, and then she turns and presents it to the throne of God on our behalf. What an incredible image. But she's also, okay, Angel Gabriel to Our Lady, Grace. She's the mediatrix of all graces. So it's as if God brings back to her to bring to us at the edge of heaven this power of grace in our lives. All right? And so it's just a beautiful thing. I came across this from the Catechism of the Council of Trent. This is back in 1566. Pius V, probably my favorite pope of all times, was pope at that time. And it says about the first part of the Hail Mary. by which we render to God the highest praise, and this is from the Catechism, the highest praise, and return Him most gracious thanks. I'll repeat that. After I brought her home, I didn't get any sleep. That was how I was the morning after. Okay, let's do this again. We render to God the highest praise and return Him most gracious thanks because He has bestowed all His heavenly gifts on the most holy Virgin. The Church of God has wisely added prayers and an invocation addressed to the most holy Mother of God. We should earnestly implore her help and assistance, for that she possesses exalted merits with God, and that she is most desirous to assist us by her prayers. Okay, Mom, right? And the most beautiful prayer, obviously, that we've been taught is what I call the umbilical cord. I mean, this connects us as if we're in the most intimate and most precious places in Mom's womb. I've been called blew out of my head. Anyway, I have a keen sense of little ones, fresh from the womb, little ones, right? The baby whisperer, that's the name I was going to call it. And so they'll be crying like that. Maybe not that age. That's a little farther from the womb, I think. But give me a baby that's fresh from the womb, 6 months or whatever. And for whatever reason, the baby comes. And my theory is that my voice sounds like the voice of Mom when the baby's hearing it through the body, through the womb, right? It might not be true. I don't know what it is, but it's just my way of emphasizing, you know, that tender place. And this connects us to Mary, I like to say, that close to our Mom. And so we want to be well connected to the Mother of God. What a precious and beautiful gift we've been given. And to not, and here's the thing, we're called to give our fiat. Behold, I'm the handmaid of the Lord, I'm the maid, I'm the servant of the Lord. Anything you want, God. But we're afraid, aren't we? We're afraid that we might give up some creature comfort or some thing that we're doing in our lives, or, you know, God might make us do something that's uncomfortable and make us feel like we're not free any longer. Well, nothing could be further from the truth, and I pray you've come to understand, as I have too, that while it's a little scary, okay, to do that full-on fiat, behold, I'm the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me. But once we do it, we understand we've never felt more free in our lives. One of my my other favorite pope is Pope Benedict XVI. And at his Mass, when he first became pope, this is a quote from that. He said, "Are we not perhaps all afraid in some way? If we let Christ enter fully into our lives, if we open ourselves totally to Him, are we not afraid that He might take something away from us? Are we not perhaps afraid to give up something significant, something unique, something that makes life so beautiful? Do we not then risk ending up diminished and deprived of our freedom? No. If we let Christ into our lives, we lose nothing. Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing of what makes life free, beautiful, and great. No, only in this friendship are the doors of life open wide. Only in this friendship is the great potential of human existence truly revealed. Only in this friendship do we experience beauty and liberation. Wow. It's been a challenging year. It's caused us to be frightened of a lot of things. We've got a virus, right? A lot of people are frightened, and they should be if they're vulnerable to it. The streets were on fire all during the summer. People were afraid to put an election sign in their front yard for fear their house would get burned down. We're afraid of an election being stolen and entering into a quickening toward communism in our country, turning to be like Venezuela. We're afraid. But we must hang on the words that Mary hung on when she gave her fiat. Remember, just before she gave it, he said, the angel Gabriel said, "For nothing will be impossible for God." Behold, I believe that. Behold, I'm the handmaid of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, we need to believe that. God's got this, as they like to say. We have nothing to fear but fear itself, is another expression. We're called to be courageous during this time. We're called to stand up, to say yes to God. But what does that imply? Yes, it might call us out of our comfort zones and ask us to get into some kind of ministry or whatever, some action that God is calling us to. I believe that as bad as this year has been, it's awakened a courage among Christians like we've not seen in a long time. We want to be a part of all that. We can't just sit idly by, as they tell us, sit down and shut up. We can't do that. The first reading today pointed to a time where David was at the end of all his warring. I mean, he was being attacked his whole life. And he always went out with an army smaller than what he was engaging. His first encounter with that was when the enemy was coming and they sent a giant and said, "We want to face off one-on-one with one of yours." And as a teenager, he raised his hand and said, "I'll go." A teenager against a giant. But what did he have? The belief that nothing will be impossible with God. And so Goliath charged him with his sword, his spear, pulled out a little pebble, swung it around and flung it. And down went Goliath. My brothers and sisters, it looks like a Goliath. But we have something more powerful than any human strength. We have the power of God. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.